Everyone, this is Lisa Fine, who's our marketing project manager for TransLink. And you probably all have some familiarity with TransLink, but we're here to tell you that it's actually operational. And Lisa's going to tell you everything we're doing and how you can participate right from the beginning.
Also, our manager, I spoke to him, he was adamant about the sign-in sheet. So I'm passing it around and ask you, if you haven't signed it, please do. Well, this has been a most interesting project. I know TransLink has been around for quite a bit of time, and when it actually went live, we were all kind of in shock because they keep talking about it and talking about it. And it actually did go live and is fully functional right now. Golden Gate Transit and AC Transit are the two first agencies that will be actually issuing TransLink cards to their customers and going live with it. In 2007, BART, Caltrain, and Muni are scheduled to join. After that, it's Samtrans and VTA. And then by 2010, the other 19 small transit agencies are supposed to join in. So essentially, this is the card that you'll need to travel in the Bay Area. That's pretty cool. So TransLink is a reloadable smart card. It has a chip in it. Ultimately, like I said, you'll be able to pay for any kind of transit fare using this card. The computer chip in the card tracks your value, and it also, if you register, we know we have your information. So in the event that the card gets lost, we can actually replenish your balance. So whereas with a pass, a lost pass is a lost pass, with this, you actually have some protection just in case it gets lost, but don't lose it. So TransLink can handle this is Mr. TransLink, Ken Rose. I'm glad you're here. So TransLink can handle an unlimited amount of different fare media, which is really the key selling point to it. With regard to AC Transit, you'll be able to purchase an adult 31-day pass or what we call e-cash, electronic cash. Those are the two products that, at this time, that you can put on the card. Youth, senior, and persons with disability will be added at a later date. So for the pre-launch, which is going to be starting very soon, it will be adult passes and electronic cash. Electronic cash is a medium that will be able to be used at all transit agencies. So while some agencies will have their own passes, like we have a 31-day pass, everybody will be able to use e-cash on all of those different transit agencies. Let's see. I mentioned the free card registration service. This is a really nice thing to have. Once it's registered, your balance is protected. I would encourage everybody that uses a TransLink card to register it, just in case. This was a little known fact about the TransLink card. It cannot demagnetize your credit cards, nor can it be demagnetized, which for me is a very important thing. Once you get your TransLink card, you can add your fare value in a bunch of different ways. Now we all go down to the ticket office and buy our tickets. You'll be able to add money online, money and passes, over the telephone, at participating retailers. We have a TransLink network of retailers, at a self-serve add value machine, which will be located mostly in the transit stations, and of course at the ticket offices. For me, the real selling point of this card is a feature called auto load. What you can do is you can establish a certain amount of money that you want to come out of your checking account or to your credit card on a regular basis, so that way you don't even have to think about your fare. You'll never run out of money. It'll automatically be there when you need it. To me, that's the step into the future. There's really no reason to be standing in line with tickets and money falling out of your pocket. This can all be done in an automated fashion remotely. Does anybody here receive an employee transit benefit like CommuterCheck, WageWorks? Those are also, they work well with TransLink. If you have a commuter check, you take it where you've been taking it before and tell them what medium you want to buy, whether it's a e-cash or a pass, and they'll load it onto your TransLink card. If you already get passes in the mail through WageWorks, say you go online, if any of you have that particular system, You can go into that system and you can ask it to load to your TransLink card. So WageWorks is automated. For the time being, commuter check, you still have to bring your check in to the transit ticket office, but it all goes on here. It's really easy to use this card. One of the key benefits I know was trying to answer customers' complaints that boarding is very slow. With TransLink, essentially, you don't even have to stop walking. You can get on the bus and just place the front of the card against the card reader. You'll hear a beep, and you'll see a flash, and you can just keep walking. So you're not going to see people waiting for their card to go in, waiting for the card to come out. It's that fast. And that's kind of TransLink in a nutshell. Do you guys have questions about the product itself? Yes, sir.
Okay, I get a disabled pass every month, and you say right now you can't do that, but how is the system going to know whether, if I have both the cash part and this part, how is it going to know which one to take away from?
It always takes the least cost one. So if you have a discount pass, it will always use that discount pass before it uses cash. So for our pre-launch, we have two kind of disparate agencies operating. We don't have a whole lot of people that we know of that take AC Transit and Golden Gate. But essentially, if you do, and we did find one person that does, you can use your TransLink card, get on your bus, your Transbay bus, and go walk down to the Golden Gate Ferry and use it there. And then when you get across, you can get on Golden Gate Transit and use it. And it will always know which medium to use. If you have a discount on AC Transit, but you don't have one on Golden Gate, you'll get the discount on AC Transit. It's all stored in here.
So the Golden Gate card will work here at AC Transit?
It's the same card. Eventually, everybody will have this. They all look the same, and they should work across agencies. So?
When I was on a pilot program on the auto load, it would, when it reached $10, you had this $10 float. And so if it gets below $9.90, it's adding another amount into the card, and there's $10 you never get to use. Does that issue been addressed?
$10, I believe, is...
The $10 is the threshold, and it can be $10 or it could be, for instance, if you're using Transbay, if you're at $10.10, it would actually take you down to $6.50 and then load the money up. So the threshold has been set at $10, and that's simply to more or less limit the exposure of the agencies, not so much for AC Transit, but for Golden Gate, who have more expensive rides and for Caltrain when they come on, et cetera, and so forth. So the $10 is system-wide, and we kind of had to come together to get at a number that worked for all the agencies, and $10 was the number they came up with.
On the other side of the coin, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ken, is if you get on a bus and you happen to not have enough money on your card, it will let you on, and then you have to go ahead and add money. And next time you ride, it will take the fare that you weren't able to pay on the prior ride.
Now, the one thing that does address your concern, and I will mention it, is if you do use a 31-day pass or if that works for you, the way the 31-day pass works with threshold autoload is you actually entirely use the entire 31-day pass, and another 31-day pass does not autoload until the next time that you get onto the bus. So from the 31-day pass standpoint, you get the full value plus with autoload. But they did have to set a threshold for the e-cash.
I have actually two questions about transfers. The first question is, how does it handle transfers like in the Bay, over in the East Bay? Second question is, the Transbay buses, you get a free transfer? So you just ask for a free transfer, obviously, probably. How would that work?
You actually don't have to ask for anything. It's all loaded on the card. So when you pay your first $3.50 fare, it puts a transfer token onto your card that's good for 90 minutes. When you get on the next bus, if you do a free transfer, it gives you a free transfer. If you've gotten on a local bus and you do a 25-cent transfer, it gives you that. And it even, if you're going from a local bus to a Transbay bus, well, it takes $1.75 off the first bus. And then when you get on the second bus, it takes the other $1.75 to give you that $3.50 full trip.
I may have missed what you just said, but what if you're doing bus-to-bus in the East Bay?
Bus-to-bus, it's It basically puts the transfer token on.
Oh, okay.
The perfect. First time you get on, and then that transfer token is good for whatever the next bus you get on within 90 minutes.
And it takes the 25 cents off from that second bus.
On the second bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's actually an advantage. If you don't make the 90 minutes, then you won't. Then you wouldn't have paid the 25 cents for
right,
nothing.
Right.
The other really important thing on the for Transbay riders is that if you are riding, okay, well you went over the if you get on a local bus first and then you go to a Transbay bus, but that'll take care of itself beautifully. And the other way around too, if you take a Transbay bus home from here, it'll take your 350. You go get on another bus, local bus within 90 minutes, it won't take anything. Just so you know, and maybe this wouldn't, I guess this no, probably wouldn't be your problem, it'll be the local people's problem. If a local passenger gets on a Transbay bus and just wants to ride locally, that person, and this is part of the system that's not beautiful. Obviously not beautiful, it was what had to happen. That passenger has to say to the driver, I'm just riding locally. And the driver will flip a switch that will cause the Translink system to just take a local fare. And if they don't ask the driver that, or you know, if there's a mix-up, then it will take it'll take 350 for a local ride, which won't be a good thing. So just for your reference, that's how it works.
Could you explain again on the 31-day pass? What if you switch between the 31-day pass and the 10-ride?
If you switch between the 31-day pass and the local ride, the 31-day pass works just like it does today. As soon as you start using it, it's going to count off 31 calendar days. You can have other fare instruments on your TransLink card. You can't have a 10-ride pass because we've actually, for TransLink, eliminated the 10-ride pass, and let me talk about that just a little bit. The 10-ride pass, as we work through implementing TransLink, we looked at the 10-ride pass, and because it's not discounted, made the decision to not offer that 10-ride pass because eCash actually does a better job for you, the customer. If you have eCash on your card, simply what happens is when you get on the first bus, you're charged $1.75. And if you get on the second bus, it'll just take a quarter out of that same eCash purse. If we had implemented it with a 10-ride ticket, you would have had to have had both eCash and the 10-ride ticket. So we made the decision to go through and eliminate the 10-rides because there was no advantage to having them for the customer, and frankly, it just made the whole thing a little bit more confusing than it needed to be. If you want to use both a 31-day pass and eCash, you would simply let the 31-day pass expire, and as long as you had eCash on your card, it would let you ride, and it would just take the fare from eCash.
So you have to go somewhere and designate it to unlock 31-day pass?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
So you're going to, just like today, you're going to go into a ticket office or a vendor or go online and select the fare instrument that you want, and basically that would be, for us, a 31-day adult local pass or a 31-day adult Transbay pass right now. Or eCash. Yes, sir.
Okay, I think I got this right. I have to, on Saturdays when I need to get to San Francisco, I take the 92 to Hayward, the 82 to KCNL. How's that going to know that, you know, I have to take two buses because there's no Transbay bus anywhere near where I live?
Are you taking three buses?
A total of three buses.
Okay.
I take the 77 to Hayward, the 82 to where I can get CNL in downtown Oakland.
Okay. Because you're using I'll ignore your monthly pass for now. Because you're using a monthly pass, you would basically get on the first bus, get on the second bus, and when you got on the third bus, we would charge you the upgrade. That's how it would work with your pass. If you were using cash, you would pay full fare on the first bus, 25 cents on the second bus, and 350 on the third bus, just like today, if you were using cash or a 10-ride ticket. Because you're using a monthly pass the way you are, you would use your monthly pass for the first ride, you would use your monthly pass for the second ride, and you would use your monthly pass for a portion of the third ride and $1.75 off eCash to get across the bridge. Did that make sense, or was that confusing?
No, I got that. But you would actually end up having to pay $350, okay, if you were to pay cash. Yeah, then I'll stick to the pass.
Two questions. You can go online and review all of the transactions that you've had on the card. That's the first question.
That actually, I don't believe you can, that, but...
The website, the way it's implemented, does not currently have that functionality. We're hoping that it's going to be there for the next phase. However, you can call the telephone number on the back of the card, and there's an automated system that will give you the last 10 transactions. Basically, the back-end system that has all the data was not connected to the website for this phase. It will be for the next phase.
You can also, if you're curious about what your balance is, every time you use the card, and if you have any cash balance, it will show you the remaining balance on that card reader.
Okay. The other question is, what happens if I lose my card?
If you've registered it, all you do is call the customer service center and let them know, and they'll look up all of your information. There is a $5 fee to replace the card, but if you are registered, whatever balance you may have had on that card will be restored free of charge.
Is that true? There's $5 restoration.
With auto load. $5 card, and it's $5 for balance restoration unless you have auto load. And if you have auto load, there's no charge to move the balance across.
I have a question. If you wanted to buy a 31-day pass, transportation pass, when would it be activated? Say I have commuter checks that go to the terminal, pay for it, it's on the card. Now, does it occur like when I go home in that afternoon?
Okay. Prepare to be confused. TransLink is extremely easy to use and extremely complicated, and there are two different answers to your question. The first time you put a 31-day pass on your card, the pass does not begin to be activated, begin to count down days, until the very first time you use it, just like today. That's the easy answer. I always start with the easy one. However, if you're using commuter check and, for instance, want to put a second 31-day pass on your card, same type of pass, what happens is, instead of putting a second virtual pass on the card, it extends the expiration date of the first pass. So you never get that break the way you naturally have today with the separate 31-day passes. To add one more level of confusion, the absolute opposite happens if you have auto load. It always breaks, at least for a half a day. When you have auto load, because it breaks between when the 31-day pass expires and the next time it adds one. So it's real. This is the most complicated thing about TransLink, is how passes load. And the best explanation that I've been able to get or give anyone is that only one of each type of pass can be on the card at any one time. So they can't have and an in-use 31-day pass and a new 31-day pass both sitting on the card, because they couldn't get the card to hold one back and not start using that second pass. So for extra passes, they just load it on the card as additional days of value. Did that confuse everyone? Because as I was saying it confused me.
No, but
he just wants to know when he can start using it.
I'm saying practically, I mean, if I'm using commuter checks, I'd have to go during the day. And so when I go home at night, it essentially means it would activate on the way home.
Yes. And practically, that happens today. Practically, that happens the first time you use the card. Let's say, for example, you get a 31-day pass today, and you use it for the first time at 5 o'clock at night on your commute home. The entire day is shot for using it just in the afternoon.
Let's say I don't use it that way. I'll use a 10-day pass.
Okay. So what I would recommend doing in that case, if you had a new 31-day pass on your TransLink card, would be to pay cash that afternoon.
Are you speaking also of if you're on your last day of your 31 days, then you'd want to be using your full last day through that day? So if you loaded another 31-day pass, that should be okay, because that would start the next day.
Yeah, he won't lose any days, but he won't gain the gap.
Mm-hmm. But autoload somehow gives you the gap.
Autoload gives you the gap.
Because the system waits until your 31 days are used up, and then holds off until you go use the bus again, and says, whoop, there's the 31-day pass.
Yes. I'm sorry.
The question is, on the current 31-day pass, does it tell your expiration date? Will the TransLink tell us the expiration date? Because I'm not remembering.
Yes, when you tag the card, anytime you tag the card, it will tell you when that pass is valid until.
Oh, okay.
So all you have to do when you tag the card, you just look at the little display screen. It'll give you travel okay and pass expires this date.
Does that mean that the TransLink passes are going to be actually have an expiration and that you have to buy a new one every time?
No, you're just reloading a pass on the card. So the card is reloadable, kind of like Fast Track. And basically, you load the pass on here, and for a 31-day pass, when you use it, it will tell you when that particular fare instrument is no longer valid. The card itself is still good and can be reloaded again. Yes, sir.
Okay, this is going on with my having to take more of them, but what if I take BART and you get that little transfer worth a whole 25 cents? So you go to get on the bus, how's that going to know that I've got that 25 cent transfer off of BART?
For anyone using interagency transfers or anything where one agency is on TransLink and one agency is not, we're going to tell folks, please stick with paper until the agency comes on. When BART comes on with TransLink and you use TransLink on both systems, the transfer will automatically be programmed and work. Until BART comes on, there's actually no way the driver can give you that discount if you use a TransLink card on AC Transit. So if you're using BART and AC Transit, I would say until you want to take advantage of the BART to bus transfer, I would say that until BART comes on board next year, go ahead and stick with your current fare instruments. We're not going to take them away. Was that a okay answer? Other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Yes. TransLink passes, is that the same fare for everybody? Say, mother and a child between the ages of 5 and 17 would, they each have to have their own passes.
Would
the child's fare be on the same schedule as an adult fare, or?
TransLink is not changing our fare structure in any discernible way today. We're going out, and this is to the... I saw a look from you when we said that it was adult only initially. We're starting this with adult only because, frankly, adults are complicated. But when you move to the other fare instruments, it gets exponentially more complicated for us to understand what's going on when we have a problem. So we basically are taking the next few months to debug this and make sure that everything is working absolutely perfectly. Once we're there, we're going to introduce the other fare instruments. And in fact, for customers who have RTC cards, they're actually going to begin printing RTC TransLink cards probably within the next 2 to 3 months. So as your card expires for RTC customers, your replacement RTC card will actually be a TransLink card. To answer the rest of your question, for each person, each adult needs to have a card, each child needs to have a card to use TransLink on the bus. If it's a youth card, that is the 5 to 17, that particular card will have to be registered, and we're working on those processes. And when that card is registered, the child's birth date will be put on the card, and they will receive the appropriate youth fare until the until their age doesn't allow them that discount any longer.
Along that same line, some people ask, well, what if I want to pay for my companion? The TransLink card has a built-in fail-safe to keep you from accidentally tagging twice. And what it will do is it'll tag you once and then cannot be tagged again for 10 minutes. So for that reason, everybody needs to have their own card.
Is the card able to, ultimately envision to have, keep all these different balances in memory? I mean, you've got the AC Chances balance over here and the BART balance over here and then the Uni balance over here. I mean, it all will fit on one chip.
It is. The main bucket that I know MTC is hoping that everyone uses is eCash, because that makes a very common fare instrument. It's basically cash, and whenever you get on a Muni bus, it takes the Muni fare. You get on an AC Transit bus, it takes the AC Transit fare. But the card is set up to accommodate everyone's passes. So you can have a Muni pass on there, a Caltrain pass to go from... To go between stations. It's all programmed in there. It all sits on the card, and there's memory to do all that.
Yes, are this going to be trackable by GPS monitoring type devices?
No, they are not. They're not quite that robust. Sir?
I understand that it's not in place now, but is consideration being given for the possibility of making something like a commuter check automatically loadable rather than having to take it in person?
We're having a meeting this month still with the folks at Commuter Check. They are doing it, and in fact there's going to be a test that starts early next year in Marin. I'm going to be with Victoria and Lisa going to talk to the folks at Commuter Check to say that that's not sufficient. We need to move it forward more quickly for AC Transit, because I personally think that's key. I think getting the commuter check right onto your TransLink card is absolutely key to the program success. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
As far as Golden Gate Transit, their fare depends on the region. So how would you translate in regards to
so? Okay, I get to answer Golden Gate questions too.
Wow, another level of complexity.
Okay, so with Golden Gate, their buses are actually going to use a tag on tag off system. So when you get on the bus, you're going to tag on, and that starts the fare. It takes the highest fare that it can when you tag on, and then when you get off, it gives you a rebate for whatever you do. And I believe that they are going strictly to eCash with their fare. So people who use TransLink will get the discount based on using eCash and a TransLink card. And I will give that information a caveat that I wasn't paying full attention because it's not mine, but that's what I remember hearing.
And that's on the buses. On the ferry, you just tag once.
Right.
When you go through their fare gates or their terminal.
Other questions?
Yeah. Will the Alameda Oakland ferries eventually be linked to TransLink? And will Sacramento Transit, which is another one that is your fare is regionally based?
The ferry, I believe, is in the plans. I haven't heard anything about Sacramento at this time. That's not to say that it won't happen. That's to say that I don't believe that that's in the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, and I don't even think that Capital Corridor is in this round because it's outside the region as well as inside.
What about Valley Transit, San Jose, which was one of the regions where TransLink was being tested.
VTA will have the system in, I believe, 08 or 09. 08. Yes, sir.
Capital Corridor has a very nice 10-ride discount. Is Is the system able to do 10 ride discounts down the road when they come
aboard? It is, and different agencies, like for instance, we eliminated our 10 ride pass because we're just allowing it on whatever TransLink had, or whatever the 10 ride had would be on TransLink. Golden Gate has done the same thing with their ferry crossing, where they've implemented their discounts that way. There are different ways to do it, and I think you'll see some fare structures changing with this technology. But I don't know what Capital Corridor's specific plans are.
Like on Golden Gate, they're actually offering 20% discount every time you use the bus system. So you just put cash on, but you'll get 20% off. 20% less will be taken from the TransLink card as opposed to if you pay cash in the fare box. So that's a nice discount. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if you're on auto load, you buy a 31-day pass, does it automatically auto load another 31-day pass? And can you stop it? I mean, if you want to do 3 days on your e-cash and then trigger your next 31-day pass.
So the way that would work, and I've thought a little bit about this, it's not perfect, but the way that you would do this is kind of the same way that you do it today. You would have auto-load with your 31-day pass. You'd pay attention to when it expired. You would stop using that TransLink card, and for the next 2 or 3 days, do one of two things. Either pay cash or have a second TransLink card with just cash on it. That's the only way that I could figure out to do that, because if you have auto-load, when the pass expires, the next time you use it, it's automatically going to want to throw that next pass on.
Can the reader discern that you may have two passes and only trigger one, or you have to...
When using your TransLink card, basically what you're going to do is you're going to go up to the card reader and you're going to go like this. If you walk by like this, it's not going to read it. If you walk by in your purse, it's not going to read it. It has to make kind of a quarter inch to a half inch proximity.
So it's not going
to
be like Golden Gate, because on the ferry you just walk past the line.
I can tell you that these readers for this phase are not that sensitive. And I don't believe that from what I saw in the testing labs, I don't believe Golden Gates are either. Everything that I've heard with the program is to go up and tag the card.
Yeah, I haven't been on Golden Gate for 3 years, but it used to be just walk past.
Okay. Everything in this phase that I've seen is the same card reader technology, and they're asking everyone to tag their card the way I kind of just showed. Yes, sir.
If you have more than one card, can you tell the difference between the two? I mean, if there's some.
There is a signature panel on the back that you can write in, and that's how I probably tell the difference.
And there is a number on it. Yeah. I mean, not that you'd be reading your serial number every day, but there is a serial number.
Other questions? I noticed everybody got a little excited when they heard that there was a discount on Golden Gate. So during the pre-launch, which should start sometime in the next week, we're just looking for testers. We want people to really take this thing and go out and challenge it and make sure that it works. When we're ready and we're convinced that everything's great at the hard launch, we'll be offering a very nice fare incentive for people to get them interested in using the card. During pre-launch, you get your card for free. During hard launch, you don't. It's a $5 card. However, you'll be getting a $10 discount on a Transbay pass, a $5 discount on a local pass, and a 25-cent discount with eCash every time you use it. So we're hoping that will really get people's attention and convert them.
How long will the discount last?
Depends on when the money runs out.
Mm-hmm. It might be like three.
Three. We're starting like 2 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
I'd heard a report that some of the readers weren't so reliable early on. Has that been something you've been tweaking and testing?
We have been tweaking and testing equipment for the last 6 or 8 months on AC Transit equipment. And I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to get on the bus and have quirky equipment, but I don't think that it's epidemic. I think it's once or twice, or maybe one that's, you know, taken a hard shot that's knocked things out of place, but the equipment that I've been on, and I've been on at least 40% of our buses in the last 2 months, works just like I described. Put the card up, tag it, and it reads it. and I've seen one or two buses that haven't been that way. We've gotten the equipment replaced, so it should be very reliable. Overall, it should be a more reliable fare collection system than our trim units, because there aren't any moving parts. There's not, it's not going to get dirty by dunking cards in and out because there's no real contact.
We also, though, even though I agree with Ken and I think things will go very smoothly, in the event that they don't, we want to make sure that all of our pre-launch participants carry cash with them, just in case, and let us know if there is a failure, because that's a really important part of the pre-launch.
Do you want to tell them about how you're going to do the pre-launch?
Yes. Everybody here is here because they know that they're on e-news. I'll be sending an e-news out within the next week probably, that will explain a little bit about TransLink and the pre-launch program. We're asking people to actually apply online. So there'll be a link in the email that will take you directly to the TransLink part of our website. There's a TransLink.org as well that talks about TransLink as a whole. On actransit.org, you'll actually see a lot about TransLink at AC Transit and a lot of things specific to the pre-launch. So you can read a lot more about it. There's a lot of little details in there that we haven't gotten into. And you can sign up for your card. And the card, again, is free for pre-launch participants. And some of the rules of the pre-launch participation game are: make sure you use it, make sure you report any problems, carry cash with you, and please respond to our occasional surveys, which will come probably every 40 days or so, just to see how you're doing, and so we can be sure that all the things that we may have worried about aren't actually happening. Thanks, ma'am.
How long is the pre-launch for the crew? Because I just activated my crew on the
past. It's not going to be, let me put it this way, you'll have time to participate in it. I think we're planning minimum of 2 months. Is that about right?
A minimum of 2 months. And again, it really depends on the feedback that we hear, both from internal people who are going to be using the system, from the maintenance crews who are going to be fixing it, from our treasury people who are making sure that all the processes are in place, that we're getting our money, and most importantly from the customers, to make sure that the experience is right and that we're not having problems with the buses or with the operators not knowing exactly what to do or not taking the right steps.
Lisa, when you said 2 months, do you mean that's when it will begin in 2 months, or the pre-launch period extends?
It will extend for at least 2 months.
Yes. So it's actually starting very soon?
Very soon. As soon as you get that email and sign up for your card, you'll get the card in 7 to 10 days, and
great,
you're ready to go.
Yeah. Once it has been launched, where will one be able to obtain a TransLink pass? Will that be obtainable like through the AC Transit, either at the Transway Terminal or the Oakland office, and through BART, ETA's Transit office, and et cetera?
You can purchase online if you want to at translink.org. You can go to any of our ticket offices, of course. And we have a slew of participating TransLink retailers, and they're all listed on the website. So you can put your zip code in, and it will tell you where the nearest source for that card is.
Okay. And do they be, I've seen BART claims for loading TransLink cards.
The ad
value. Do they be loaded on one of those machines with cash rather than with a credit card?
At the Ed Value machines that are at the Transbay Terminal in the Oakland ticket office, you can load value with cash in increments from $1, and it'll take $1 bill through a $20 bill, or on a credit card or debit card.
You cannot buy a TransLink card at a machine, though.
Right.
Where would you purchase it?
No, I'm talking about loading.
Right, loading. You can purchase it online, at one of our retailers, or at any of our ticket offices.
Yeah, because I would definitely prefer to be able to load it with cash and not have to worry about numbers being stolen by the shoulder surfer. Or you know, having that data in there in the machine.
Any other questions?
Did you say the readers are on all the buses already?
The readers are on all the buses with potentially the exception of a few of the new 30-foot buses that are running in the Emeryville area or down in Hayward. They should be installed by the end of the week.
I looked this morning and I didn't think I saw them.
You know, you probably didn't notice it. Most of them are on the left pole as you walk in, and some of them are next to the where the fare box is. So next time you get on, just look for it. I think they've been there so long, we probably just don't even see
well,
them.
Well, I've seen them on certain buses, that's why.
But you didn't.
Yeah. I didn't.
If you're on one of the big green MCI buses, they're on the right-hand side as you enter.
This
as you enter.
The local buses.
I'm sorry, which
the
one?
The local buses.
The local buses. Yeah. On the local buses, they're all on the left pole as you enter the front door. Other questions?
So right now, when you talk about Translink, you're talking primarily just AC Transit using it on AC Transit. We're not talking about
AC Transit and Golden Gate, as well as the Dumbarton Express.
Okay. What about East Bay Paratransit?
Paratransit vehicles are not equipped with Translink devices, nor is there any current intent to do so. It's a fairly heavy infrastructure to put it on as many vehicles as there are in paratransit.
Other questions?
I was wondering, I know that there were announcements about this meeting on the placards at the bus station. So you may have heard of this meeting and not gotten it for e-news. Does everybody here get e-news? Okay. That's the connection.
Thank you for pointing that out. You need to sign up for e-news in order to get the email that will tell you how to sign up for Translink. So you can go on to AC Transit the minute you get back to the office. There's an icon right on the front page.
And we promise we don't sell the mailing list. It's entirely for use to communicate with you on transit news.
And the same thing with the Translink information that you'll be putting in the website. Strictly used for statistical purposes. We're not getting names or anything. We just want to see the usage in mass. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm subscribed to e-news, but you haven't sent anything out about this yet?
It's coming.
Oh, it hasn't been sent
out? It hasn't been sent out yet.
Sure.
Yeah. Probably, I would say within
the
next
few days.
Yeah, the next few days.
Oh, wait. He didn't get announcement about this meeting on the news.
You can. We'll get your email address, and we can check to see if there's something.
Did anybody happen to get a reminder email this morning about this?
We had a little glitch.
Well, thank you all very much. I hope you'll all take the plunge and participate in this. It should be very, very convenient. A little confusing, but exciting all the same. If you have any questions at all, there are 1,000 ways to get those questions answered. The customer service center, by calling me or Ken or just emailing us. I do.
Yeah.
And I also have some of the Translink brochures. You will get one of these when you sign up, but please help yourself. And I also have Translink pins, which I don't know if anybody really wants, but they're free, so please help yourself. And I'd be very grateful if somebody would eat those cookies so I don't have to.
And we'd be interested to know what are your reactions? You know, beyond questions, what are your thoughts? Do you all feel like you want to be part of the pre-launch and get a card and try it out?
The free card doesn't work, but we just have to put it in cash. We still have gotten the other free rides that work. So, I mean, it's not a matter of getting money back for the cash we have to pay.
We're asking our pre-launch people to be patient with the system. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes if you have a 31-day pass and the thing doesn't work, you have to pay the cash fare. And
But you should know that if something does go wrong, and it's something where it's taken money that it shouldn't have taken, then the number on the back of the card, you should call that and tell your experience exactly. You know, note the bus number and the time and all of that. And there is remedy. So for instance, I mean, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but I would think if you do load a 31-day pass on it on your card, and it doesn't work, you know, for some reason it won't take your doesn't give you a fare, and you have to pay cash. I think we should reimburse the person because they have bought something that entitles them to something.
Yeah, I honestly don't think it's going to be an issue because basically the way the operators have been instructed and the way that they're going to be handling things, one of two things are going to happen. When you get on the bus, if you get one beep, it's taken your fare or accepted your fare, and you get on the bus and sit down. The operators know that. If you get three beeps, it really means that there's a problem with your card. And then you need to invoke the telephone number on the back of the card, let them know that you got on the bus and it said blocked or it said invalid fare or whatever it may have said. And then it's something that you do need to deal with the TransLink Service Bureau to get the card corrected. Realistically, if the equipment itself is not working, let's say, for example, you've got a card and it says out of service on it, or it says DC, not SID not connected to DC, and there's a number of messages like that, and the equipment is not functioning, and you have a TransLink card, the driver should let you ride. Just like today, if you have a 31-day pass and the trim unit's not working, the driver should let you ride. Just like today, if the fare box isn't working, it's jammed, and you've got cash, the driver should let you ride. They've been told it's the same thing. The passenger's got to have a TransLink card, and if the equipment's not working, you get to ride. So it shouldn't be a problem. We promise. Exactly. I mean, this is all new. The operators, I went out to each of the divisions to kick off the operator training. I trained the line instructors. I know what they were told. I know the message that was passed down, and I'm hoping that the message was heard.
Are they going to be given a start date so they know?
They were told it started yesterday. We put a poster up in our ghillie rooms, in our transportation rooms. The operators have been given ample training, ample time, have been told what to do if they don't feel comfortable with the training, and they've been told that it is started. So everything should be go. Yes, sir. At this point, senior fares really don't work. We're actually launching this right now with adults only, and we'll bring on the senior RTC card and the youth at a time in the future when we're comfortable that everything is absolutely rock solid. But right now, we're starting out with adults only. Yes, sir.
Culver City's had this type of card for a long, long time. Have you guys really looked at their card?
Culver City?
Yes.
I actually...
Culver City, Santa Monica, Torrance, and the other little system, they've all used this type of service since at least 2000.
Yeah,
and the thing has worked outstandingly, because I have one, because I go down there quite a bit.
We have not. We've talked to people in Washington, in Chicago, and overseas. Because we know that there were big systems. I honestly wasn't aware of that one. But the equipment does seem to work really well. The transit agencies and the customers all seem to love it, and we hope that you guys are gonna love it too.
My only complaint would be to have to pay the $5 since I have to use the system, you know, or to use it, why would I have to pay you to buy the card? That's like telling me I gotta pay you to buy my Visa card or something.
Well the answer to that question is actually that the cards cost the operators about $5.
Right, but you're forcing, or not necessarily forcing us, but you are actually saying, you know, you're going to eventually have to use this, you know.
I guess the best answer that I have to that question is that if we didn't charge for them, our basic concern would be that people would feel that they were disposable and keep getting new ones. Unlike your credit card, which you wouldn't just throw away when you were finished using it because it has a balance. This card could be something that if you deplete it or run it down to minus $2, you could potentially throw it away and just go buy a new one. If it didn't, if we didn't attach some value to it, that's actually the concern, and that's why that fee's there, as much as anything else. We want everybody to have the card. We're going to make sure with both this initial program to get cards in the hands of people at no charge during the pre-launch, and also with the incentives that we'll be able to offer during the initial launch, we're hoping that will be sufficient to get people moved over. But the card is expensive, and we want people to value it. Yes, sir.
When you began with the trim cards, you also were pinning out little pockets to protect them. And I was wondering if you're planning to do the same with the transit cards, because it looks like they could be scratched or wear out or get dirty or something at some point.
Yeah, we hadn't talked about it, and it hasn't come up as an issue or concern with any of the other agencies that we've talked to. I don't know. So
I think we've probably been thinking of it like a credit card, and typically you don't have a sleeve for your credit card. So we're figuring that it's durable in the sense of, you know, not getting its corners bent in that. So we're thinking that it'll be okay.
The transmission for the card is actually inside the card, the antenna. It's not on the surface.
So it's not like the magnetic, even though it's a...
The chip, I don't know about, but the actual antenna is inside.
Okay, so it's like a proximity card where you can't punch a hole to it.
Right, you cannot punch a hole.